Hey, thanks for joining us for this episode's Notepad. I'm currently at Frost & Sullivan's KL office here to hear a briefing from one of their analysts, Vivek Vaidya, on the automotive sector. Here is Vivek's briefing on Malaysia's automotive sector for this year.
So first, let's take a view on what is the long-term trend in the Malaysian automotive industry. So from the peak of 2015, where the TIV was about 666,000, we have seen a gradual decline in the numbers. The year 2019 was a bit of an exception, where we see a growth. So basically from 2017, 2018 and 2019, there is a growth in the TIV. As compared to 2018, 2019, we saw a growth of 1% in the entire volumes of the market. The passenger car segment grew by about 3%, whereas the commercial vehicle declined by about 18.4%. So the growth was completely attributed to the strong performance in the passenger car market. Then we analyze the month-wise numbers last year versus 2018. So we do a comparison of 2018 versus 2019. The green line actually shows 2019, and the blue line shows 2018 numbers every month. So as you can see, for the month of June to August, the blue line is showing significantly higher sale than the green line. That was because of the tax break that the government offered, and because of which the sales between the months June to August in 2018 was significantly higher. However, this year there was no tax break, so the sales was significantly lower. Now, despite this drop, we see that in the year 2019, there is a growth of about 1%. So without any tax breaks, without any additional incentive, we have actually been able to grow the market by about 1%, which actually pertains to very strong customer sentiments and positive economic atmosphere that prevailed in 2019. Then when we analyze the market by different segments. So this is based on MAA data till November, and we have estimated the December numbers based on our projections, and based on this analysis is put together. So MAA publishes data with four different segments. One is passenger cars, the second is SUVs, then it's MPVs, and then it's window vans. Window vans is a very small segment, we won't discuss much about it, but we will discuss about passenger cars, MPVs and SUVs. SUVs showed a very strong performance. The market grew by about 70%. Now this is very unusual because we don't really see segment growth which is as high as this. This happened because of the strong performance of Proton X70, which was launched in end of 2018, but for 2019 it sold for one full year, and because of the strong performance of one particular model, which was launched by a national car and was priced very competitively, it had very strong connectivity features, and because of this SUV market grew by about 70%, or in absolute terms about 50,000 units. That is a significant growth, and if you see the entire year's growth is actually based on a strong performance of Proton X70. If you look at MPV market, there was steep decline of about 22,000 units, and this was on account of not any strong project, not any strong product that was offered in MPV, as well as we find that between SUV and MPV, the customers tend to switch between these two products, and therefore once you have a very strong SUV offer, the MPVs tend to decline. In past years, we have seen that whenever there is a strong MPV model that is launched, then SUVs have actually declined. So between both these, the numbers have grown by absolute terms by about 30,000 units. For passenger cars, it has been a steady year. There was a growth of about 0.4%, which is, although it's not very healthy, but it helped in stabilizing the market, because passenger cars is one of the biggest segments in this entire analysis that we are seeing. Now, what has happened is, for passenger cars, the market share has gone up, and especially for SUV, the segment share has gone up from 14% to 22.5%. So 22% of the vehicles sold, passenger vehicles sold in Malaysia, are SUVs now. So this is a comprehensive analysis of the sales by segments, and it shows us what are the reasons why we have seen a growth. To summarize, a strong performance of SUV, especially Proton X70, has resulted in the entire TIV, which has grown significantly in the year 2019. Then we'll analyze the market share by different mix. So the news that we want to highlight is Proton has actually gone from number 3 at 12.1% in 2018 to 15.4% market share, and it has now occupied second position, number 2 position, after about 4 years when it was at number 3. So now it's Peugeot at number 1, Proton at number 2, Honda at number 3, Toyota at number 4, and Nissan at number 5. So it's quite clear that Perodua, which is at about 44% market share, is clearly leading the market. So they are very well entrenched as the market leader. It is unlikely that things will change in the market leadership position very soon. But it's a stiff competition between Proton, Honda, and Toyota. At this stage, it looks like, due to strong performance of Proton Saga and Proton X70, Proton is edging ahead of Honda and Toyota. We show this to show the concentration of the market. So top 5 OEMs market share, combined market share of top 5 OEMs, has gone up from 86.2% to 89.9%. That means top 3 players have grown their market share, and that means smaller players have lost market share to the larger players. Top 3 OEMs have also concentrated, and their market share has gone up from 73.9% to 77.7%. So it's a analysis of the passenger vehicles, and that shows us what exactly has caused growth and which brands have resulted in strong growth in the year 2019.
Don't go anywhere. We'll go for a short break before we continue our conversation with Vivek. Thanks for staying on. We continue our discussion with Vivek Vaidya, the analyst from Frost & Sullivan, on the Malaysian automotive sector.
Then let's look at commercial vehicle trends. So commercial vehicle, which classifies pickups, trucks, panel vans, and others. So this is again based on classification of MAA data. Now, commercial vehicles, except for panel van, which is one of the smallest segment, all other segments have declined. So as a result, we saw that there was about 18% decline in the overall commercial vehicle as a market. Pickups have declined by about 21.5%. Trucks have declined by about 15.5%. So all of these indicate that last year, in the year 2019, there was a bit of a pause in the infrastructure spending. There was a pause in construction, and that has resulted in the decline of commercial vehicle market. Commercial vehicle market, which is trucks, which are directly linked to the economic activity, they are directly linked to construction, container haulage, they are directly linked to forestry. When these sectors decline, then we see that the trucks have actually declined. Pickups are also challenged by SUV, so part of the pickup customers would have gone to SUV because it's used mainly as a urban vehicle. Wherever it's used, a strong SUV model will actually pull up some customers from pickups as well. So this actually shows us that the slowdown in the economic activity in first half of 2019, which resulted in construction activity being slowing down, large mega projects being put on hold, has resulted in commercial vehicle which have significantly declined year on year from 2018. When we look at the market share analysis by brand, we find that Toyota is at number one, strongly entrenched, although they are losing the market share every year. But there is a big wide gap between number one and number two. So Toyota, due to strong performance of Hilux, they are still at number one. Isuzu D-Max, which is their leading model, they are strongly entrenched at number two. Again, a strong pickup, which is very popular in suburban markets, is very popular, and therefore they are at number two. Ford is gradually increasing the market share. You know, maybe between 2018 and 2019, it's almost similar. Their pickup truck offering is also very strong, and therefore they are strongly entrenched at number three. What has happened is Mitsubishi and Nissan have traditionally occupied number three and number four, five position. But what has happened last year is Hino, which is a truck manufacturer, has actually edged past Nissan, and that has become number five player in the commercial segment. So all in all, although the commercial vehicle markets are declining, there is a lot of action. There are players who are increasing the share, increasing the sales, like Hino, like Volvo. When it comes to the market concentration has declined, which tells us that this others, which are large market, which is European trucks, which is other Chinese trucks, has actually grown. So you'll see a contrasting trend between passenger vehicles and commercial vehicles, where all the players which are classified as others have actually grown in the market share in commercial vehicle. That means the market concentration has actually reduced. Players like Chinese players, European players, have gained market share as far as commercial vehicles are concerned. Then we will talk about 2020 market, and we will analyze our numbers based on passenger vehicles, luxury cars, and commercial vehicles. So the impact of these three on these three segments of different factors that we are going to analyze is going to be different, and therefore we'll classify the impact in these three segments as we go along. So we outline what we call as market canvas, or which are long-term factors. These long-term factors have an impact on the market for about 3 to 5 years, and these factors are outlined here. Anything in green indicates that it's a positive impact, it will result into the growth. Anything red indicates that it is a negative impact, it will result in decline. So let's go through it one by one. I think what we look at for 2020 is we think that the political regime is stable. That will actually result in consumer getting more confidence. We have also monitored the consumer confidence index, which is gradually increasing. So stable political outlook. Now the government has also approved the projects such as high-speed rail, etc., which is a strong indication that the normalcy will return. When they had put a pause on every project, then probably it was not sure how the things would pan out in future. But now, with the pause gone, with all the projects going along nicely, there is, I would say, a stable political regime and a long-term stability that is available for the customers to plan their expenditure. We also find that the infrastructure spending has restarted. Large projects are given, large contracts are being given out, and that will hopefully help us to arrest the decline in the CV market. So, notably, the mega infrastructure project of KL Singapore High Speed Rail, with some minor tweaking, has got the government nod. They have reduced the speed of the train, but they have essentially approved the project. So it means that the contracts would be given out, the constructions would happen, and that would basically result in a positive impact on the whole market. So these projects will provide a steady state growth for commercial vehicle for next 3 to 5 years. We expect policy and infrastructure support for new generation vehicles, like electric vehicles, like autonomous vehicles, like connected vehicles. And this has to come in the form of the National Automotive Policy, NAP 2020. The reason why we have put this factor in yellow is because right now it is not absolutely clear about what are the provisions in NAP to promote vehicles which are electric vehicles, autonomous vehicles, etc. And lastly, it's also important to highlight that Malaysia has a car ownership of 450 cars per 1,000 people. That means almost one in two person owns a car. Now, this is a significantly high percentage of car ownership. And considering the fact that we have three main cities and most of the cars are owned by these three main cities across Malaysia, it means that cities such as Kuala Lumpur, Penang, Johor, etc. are approaching stagnation, are approaching saturation. And therefore, this is going to be a long-term drag on the TIV, because since the markets are saturated, unless there is something new, which can be in the form of new policy, which can be in the form of new model launches, which can be in the form of end-of-life norms, unless something new happens, it's very difficult for the TIV to grow at a very rapidly increasing rate. So 2020 market specifics, we have identified five different factors that are going to impact the growth or decline in the year 2020. So the first and foremost is strong and growing consumer confidence. So we track the consumer confidence index, and we see that this consumer confidence index is gradually increasing. In fact, in the first quarter of 2020, it's expected to be 110, which is a significant growth over last quarter. Now, this consumer confidence actually results in customers making buying decisions, and especially that of high ticket items like passenger cars. The second factor is trade diversion due to US and China trade war. So because of US and China trade war, there are multiple countries who have actually benefited, because US does not want to source some material from China, and therefore countries like Malaysia, countries like India, countries like Thailand have benefited a little bit from this trade war, because some of the components like electronics, etc., do get sourced from other countries, and that results in higher GDP, higher income levels for those who are involved. So there is some level of impact, some level of positive impact that we expect to see in Malaysia as well. Now, next year we also would see some strong new model launches, and also the new model launches, the trend that is set by Proton X70 is to bring in the world-class feature, to bring in the more connected features. So we expect that any new model that is getting launched after this in SUV segment, in premium car segment, in higher C-class or D-class segment, will be fitted with these kind of features, and that will induce the new purchase. So all the old cars are not really connected cars. Their feature wise, they are not really up there. So any new car that comes up with strong connectivity features will result in good sales, and it will induce purchase of cars in the market. Now let's look at two negative factors. So approval rates tend to be low for the loans. In fact, for housing loans, almost one in two applications are getting rejected. That's what the bank says. Similarly, for passenger cars, the approval rates tend to be a bit low. There is also marginal increase in the lending rates, which puts a drag on the financial loans that are available for the customer. And finally, we are bound by the global uncertainties. Actions taken by countries like US, their conflicts with other countries like Iran, have a big impact on oil prices, have a big impact on currency situation, have a big impact on geopolitical stability, etc. So because of this, if there are these kind of uncertainties, then most of the companies tend to postpone their investment decisions. They tend to postpone anything new that they want to invest in, which includes new factories, which include new product, which includes network expansion. Now, since all of these expenses are curbed, it obviously has a negative impact on the TIV. We analyze all these market specific factors for 2020 and put them in a matrix that is what we call as impact probability matrix. So this x-axis shows what is the impact, whether it is low, medium or high, and y-axis shows what is the probability of this happening, which is low, medium or high. And this analysis gives us which factors we should focus on. So a strong and growing consumer confidence, we believe, has very high impact and also high probability of happening. So we feel almost certain that this is going to happen and the impact will also be high. Then comes trade diversion. It's a medium impact and medium probability development, whereas the new model launches, it's a medium impact and high probability. All Malaysia has always thrived on at least 30 to 40 new models that get launched every year. So we are quite sure that even this year, this is expected to happen. Now, when we look at the two negative factors, increasing lending rate, low approval rate, we believe that it's a medium probability, medium impact, and so is global uncertainty. Now, we put all these factors together and analyze what will be the quantified impact of all these factors onto the TIV. So we get a graph which looks like this. So the long-term rate, I mentioned to you about market canvas. So we believe that baseline growth is still negative. It's about minus 2.5%. If you look at how markets have evolved over the last 5 years, we are still in a overall declining trend. So strong consumer confidence will add up to about 3 percentage points, bringing up the growth rate. Then trade war will be about 1.4%, new model launches will add about 2%, and another 2% will get shaved off because of lending rate and global certainty. So at the end of 2020, our forecast is we will see a growth of 1% in the total TIV in the year 2020. So similar to what happened in 2019, even in 2020, we will see a growth of 1% in the total TIV. So when we break it up into passenger vehicles and commercial vehicles, we will attribute the entire growth to passenger vehicles. We see further decline in commercial vehicles, keeping in with the momentum, the pickup trucks as well as the trucks segment will see a decline. And but on the whole, overall the market will grow by about 1%. So we expect the TIV in 2020 to reach 608,790. Of course, this is based on this number, 602,762, is a calculated number. We still don't know what is the exact December number that is published by MAA. The last December number is estimated by us. So it may change. This final number, which is 2019 number, may change, but based on that, we may have to revise our estimate. But currently, we strongly believe that this is what the market has to offer, and we estimate that 2020 will be another year where we would see a marginal 1% growth into the TIV in entire Malaysia. So that brings you to the end of my presentation. These are my contact coordinates. Do follow me on Twitter and LinkedIn, and that will actually help us to keep in touch.
That was this episode of Notepad. If you want to continue on this conversation, just head on to astroonly.com. Look for Notepad over there. There's plenty of conversations like this that can be found over there. You can also listen to this interview on podcasts. Just search for Astroonly wherever you get your podcast, as well as watch this interview on your mobile devices. Just download the Astroonly app wherever you get the application. Until then, thanks very much for watching, and goodbye.